It's time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe that we live in, and also what we can look for in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and we're privileged again to have him back in the studio. Hey, Christopher, aloha, and welcome back. What do we have this week?
Hey, Dave. How's it going? So this week's stargazers, our sister planet Venus is visible in the western sky till around 9:50 p.m. Rising in the east, around noon, we have Jupiter. It will be clearly visible till midnight. Finally, Saturn will be rising around about 7:45 p.m. in the eastern sky.
And then we have a follow-up on something that we have talked about before on the program and exciting space news that perhaps you've even stumbled upon in the news cycle, and that is a NASA craft crashing on the planet Mercury.
That's right. We have bid farewell to NASA's Mercury Messenger spacecraft. It crashed onto the surface of Mercury, ending its four-year mission. The Messenger spacecraft has been delivering amazing science and discovery since its arrival at Mercury in March of 2011.
And the crash, that was expected all along?
Yeah, this is absolutely planned from the beginning.
And you said it's been studying the place for a while. Any of the lessons learned you can share?
Yeah, well, Messenger taught us a great deal about Mercury, probably more than any other space mission in history. We now have the most complete and detailed maps of the surface of Mercury that have ever been created. We better understand the geology of that surface, including what minerals can be found there. We also discovered that despite being close to the Sun, there is actually frozen water ice on Mercury.
And this is not Italian water ice from the mid-Atlantic and the Philadelphia area, but describe what we mean by this water ice.
So this water ice, you wouldn't normally find it on the surface of Mercury because it's too hot, but there are craters at the poles where the sun's light never reaches. We actually call them craters of eternal night, and they are very cold. So cold, in fact, that water ice can be found deep within them.
And that would be drinkable, or is that water?
Nah, it might be a bit dirty, so I wouldn't know.
And they know this through, they've sampled it, tested it?
Well, the Mercury spacecraft was able to image these craters using different instruments on the spacecraft.
And what does the future hold for further studies of Mercury?
There is another mission plan. It's a joint operation between the European Space Agency and the Japanese Space Agency. So this is ready to launch in 2017, and it's called Bepi Colombo.
Sounds like an Italian name.
It is, absolutely, yeah.
So the spirit of water ice will, in fact, be represented.
It will.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
Thanks, Dave.
You are welcome, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.